Good morning. I've got my coffee. I'm ready for another portion of God's Word. I hope that you are too. We're going to be in John chapter 15, starting in verse 18 today. John 15, verse 18. If the world hates you, know that it has hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love you as its own. But because you are not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. Remember the word that I said to you, a servant is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they kept my word, they will also keep yours. But all these things they will do to you on account of my name, because they do not know him who sent me. If I had not come and spoken to them, they would not have been guilty of sin, but now they have no excuse for their sin. Whoever hates me hates my Father also. If I had not done among them the works that no one else did, they would not be guilty of sin, but now they have seen and hated both me and my Father. But the word that is written in their law must be fulfilled. They hated me without a cause. But when the Helper comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who proceeds from the Father, he will bear witness about me. And you also will bear witness, because you have been with me from the beginning. As we've been reading the last few days, Jesus is preparing his disciples for his crucifixion and subsequent resurrection and then going up to heaven. He's been telling them about the comfort and the help of the Spirit, the peace that they can have with the Father, and the promise of his return. We've also seen him talking about their dependence upon him and their need to abide in him, abide in the vine, doing his works according to his will. But now he begins to prepare them for the fact that being followers of Jesus means that they are going to encounter opposition in this world, even so much that he uses the word hate. And he's also pointing out the fact that the whole reason that the world would hate them is because they are doing the works of Jesus, representing him, and they were opposed to him, and being opposed to him was being opposed to the Father as well. And all of this means that those who hate him are guilty of sin. Specifically, I would say the sin of rejection of Jesus and rejection of the Father. The Messiah has been promised all the way back to Genesis chapter 3, yet instead of being ready for him, they reject him when he comes. And that was prophesied as well. As we've been reading through the Gospels, you've been seeing that one of the reasons why Jesus encounters so much opposition is because his word convicts. His word convicts those that are in sin. And he exposes that sin, and they would rather hold on to the darkness than the light. And so they react in a violent manner. And many times they've tried to arrest Jesus. They've tried to stone him. And coming up, they're going to arrest him and crucify him. Of course, only because he allows them to do so, because it was part of the plan of God. Well, we as disciples go out into the world and we live our lives. And if we're living our lives truly according to the light, according to Jesus, then we're going to stand out. We're not going to engage in the same things that other people are engaged in. And just the fact that we will not go along with them in those things means that they are convicted of the sin of those things. They're going to react in that violent manner toward us as well. Maybe not physical violence, but certainly in violent opposition toward us. And that means that, you know, you can encounter people that will disparage you, that will try to cast dispersion upon your name. They can try to do things to silence you. So all sorts of things that might be done. But recognize that all of this has been told by Jesus was going to happen. And it certainly happened to the apostles, and especially the apostle Paul. We see that opposition to him was very, very violent. But notice verse 19 again. If you were of the world would love you as its own. So if you go along with them, then they're perfectly willing to accept you. But because you are not of the world, I chose you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. So it's you know, not going along with the crowd. The world likes this herd mentality. of, you know, just go along with the majority, just do whatever the majority wants. And that's why we see movements today where certain countercultural or and sinful movements try to convince everybody that they are not a small minority, that they are in fact a majority, even though they really are not. Homosexual behavior is being touted today as a majority movement, or at least a majority acceptance, when in fact it's a very small percentage of the people in the United States. But if they can shout loud enough, then they can convince everybody they're the majority, and then anybody that opposes that is going to undergo that opposition. We need to be able to stand for the truth despite the opposition. That's why Jesus was warning them, and now we're reading this warning for ourselves, is we need to be prepared for opposition. One of the reasons that we share the truth, even when it might be so hard for people to accept, is because they need the Father as much as we need the Father. They need forgiveness as much as we need forgiveness. And the fact that we care about their souls means that we'll engage ourselves with them and talk with them and try to share the gospel with them. But in the end, the choice is going to be theirs. And if they choose to reject, then it might be that they choose also to oppose us. But they need God as much as we do. And we need to love them enough to share that with them, despite the opposition that we might encounter. But he's telling his disciples, you're going to experience hostility, rejection, harm, simply because of what you believe, practice, and preach. It's not something that we should be seeking out. If we're seeking out opposition, then we might have an unhealthy craving for such things. But we should be willing to endure. But let me caution you with this as well. Don't respond to hate with hate. We are to love our neighbor as ourselves, even if that neighbor is violently opposed to us. So don't return hate for hate. That just puts yourself down on their playing field. We need to be above that because we are living according to a higher calling. We are simply there to show the love of Jesus Christ. So be very careful in how you respond to such things. So today, maybe we need to pray that we have the type of endurance that we need in order to live a life of faith, no matter what this world ends up following and doing. Now, we see some movements that bother us, make us uncomfortable, that even grieve us. We need the endurance to be faithful unto the end, no matter what we face in this world. Thank you for listening today. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.